Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. In John 10:10 in the Passion Translation, Jesus said, "I have come to give you everything in abundance, more than you expect, life in its fullness until you overflow." You can't live in that abundant life without following the commandments of God's Word. If the word commandment feels harsh or heavy to you, I believe Dad's message will give you a fresh outlook on the true purpose and freedom that comes when we follow in God's commandments. His commandments were never meant to burden you with rules, but to give you a prepared path into the blessed, abundant life that Jesus promised you.
Deuteronomy chapter 30. And look at the 19th verse. Well, read the 15th verse first. No, the 14th verse. 14th verse. "The word is very nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless you in the land whether you go to possess it." Now look at the 19th verse. "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you." You have no excuse. "That I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose life." So whose choice is it? It is our choice. You can't blame this on anybody else. "Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord your God, and that you may obey his voice, that you may cleave unto him, for he is your life, he's your length of days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." Now then, look back in the 28th chapter. Now this is the blessing of Abraham in the 28th chapter, broken down into individual manifestations of the blessing. And you'll notice it's broken down more than anything else in locations. In other words, he said, "I call you to record this day." Well, of what? Well, here it is right here. "It will come to pass." You need to underline that. It will come to pass. "If you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments, which I command thee this day." In other words, be obedient to God. Listen, pray, and obey. "The Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you if you'll hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." And then he begins to list these things. You're blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the country, blessed in the city, blessed in your storehouse, blessed in your business, blessed in your cattle. I mean, blessed, 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 blessed. You put it all together and you have the blessing of Abraham. Now you come over to the 14th verse. "Don't go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods and serve them. it shall come to pass. Now, you notice that when he started that other, it said, it shall come to pass. That's a sure thing, isn't it? It shall come to pass. Well, look at this. It shall come to pass. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Now, I would like to know, how those curses get activated. Here he's told us, you make your choice. I said before you life and death, blessing and cursing, you choose life, that you and your seed after you live. Why did he say your seed after you? Because the same promise belongs to them that belongs to you, and all you need to do is teach them. It's theirs. They inherit it. Well, we inherited it from Jesus. Praise God. Now then, I want to know how that's cut loose. Well, there's a religious idea that comes from religious correctness, and it's been preached for years, that, well, you know, some people are just going along, and all of a sudden, just God just put cancer on them. God's not in the cancer business. He said, I place before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life. Cancer's not on the life side. Cancer's over on the curse side. Now, we can take a lot of time in that, but I'm gonna leave the principle there with you. And you come down through there, there's grave mistranslations in this, all throughout the Old Testament. Coming down when it said, the Lord shall send on you cursing, vexation, rebuke. The Lord's going to send it on you. This was translated, first place, it wasn't translated from Hebrew into English. It went through different steps, Latin and Greek, mostly from where this comes from. And the people that translated it did not speak Hebrew. They were religious people. I'm talking about the people that translated into this English Bible like you and I have. They weren't Hebrew people. They were English people. And they didn't speak Hebrew except religiously. Now, the problem here was that the nation of Israel, by the time it was being translated, the nation of Israel wasn't around to correct this. And most of the Jews all over the world were speaking some other language as their first language and had been for centuries and centuries. Now, you got a problem here. And just to make it short, it just simply boiled down to this, that they didn't understand that in the Hebrew language, there's permissive verbs. And they translated causative verbs. God just got up some morning and just kicked the slaps out of somebody just to teach them some strange lesson, which doesn't make any more sense. Well, you know, God put that on you so you could learn something. Well, if we're going to follow through on that, let's go ahead and follow through on it. Let's assign somebody at the door of every school bus in the country with a hammer and knock every one of them in the head as they get on the bus. That pain's going to help them learn something during that day. No, it ain't going to help them learn anything. It's going to make them hate you. And that's what it did with God. And he didn't do it. He is love. He is benevolence. He has bestowed love upon us. What manner of love will be throughout eternity, finding out how. Well, then what cut that curse loose? Well, notice what's amazing about this, that it was translated correctly in the first verse, that the blessings will come on you and overtake you. Well, the same era was there also, that God one day just got up and just blessed him all over the place. He got the lucky ticket today. Whammo! And that ain't right. No, it said it will come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do his commandments, which I command this day. The Lord thy God will set you on high above nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you if you will hearken to his voice. Amen. So I can see right there, not listening is a problem. Particularly if you're listening to somebody else and they're telling you this other tale of woe about how God loves you so much he's going to kill you. And somehow or another in his infinite knowledge, it'll all come out. Oh, Lord. Or that, you know, he just decided, oh, well, to heck with it. I'm not going to yield to more of them anyway. Oh, dear Lord. It'd be fun if it wasn't so pathetic. But then here it is again. It'll come to pass if you don't hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe his commandments and statutes, all these curses will come on you and overtake you, because the curses were already there. And God had provided a covenant umbrella of protection. But you get out from under the umbrella, you're going to get wet. That's all there is to it. Now, turn over here with me, and let's look at the 47th verse. Now, let's start with the 45. All these curses shall come on you and pursue you and overtake you till you be destroyed, because you did not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded thee. And they'll be upon you for a sign and a wonder, and upon your seed. Listen, here's the word because, and because is what I was looking for. Because you serve not the Lord thy God with joyfulness, with gladness of heart, for the abundance of all things. Even when things didn't look good. Oh, I want you to know, Father, I am joyful and I am glad. I've got a covenant with you, and you love me. You love me. You gave yourself for me, and I rejoice for the abundance of all things. I have a covenant. I have a father. I have a daddy. Glory to God. Instead of, well, I just don't know what we're going to do. I just don't understand. Oh, me, oh, my. I'm just weary and broke down. I just seem like I just can't hear from God anymore. It seems like it is. Well, I know what it is. I guess it's because of Mama Nim and all that. Your Mama Nim ain't got nothing to do with this. This is active.
Well, God's bringing judgment.
He ain't bringing anything. What is there about what we just read you didn't get? Let me tell you something. If you've spent the last 30 years... trying to get to Pittsburgh. You're on the wrong road, darling. You keep winding up in different places.
How did I get here?
You stayed on the wrong road. That's not judgment, it's just dumb. Well, God will tell you in his word what the wages of sin are. He'll tell you what will cause these things. He'll tell you what causes every one of those curses, every sickness and disease, not even written in this book of the law, that scripture says, is under this curse.
Well, I just don't understand how come I got it. Well, really, you do. If you listen to yourself, you listen to your words, you'd find out. And are you hearing this out of your mouth? You're serving the Lord God with joyfulness, with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things? No. Well, what's happening? Right there, he told you what's going to happen. You do A, you get B. Unless you repent and bring some blood into this thing, brother. The blood of Jesus. And wipe that thing out and turn this ship around. Glory to God. That's what's such a thrill about it. That since Jesus was raised from the dead, this curse does not have the authority to overcome you if you will repent and turn that ship around, praise God, and charge with all your might. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 17. This is interesting because you'll see it here in action. Jeremiah chapter 17, look at the fifth verse. Thus says the Lord. Who?
The Lord.
The Lord. Cursed. Whoa. There it is again. I'm just going to curse that guy. No. Thus saith the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord. So this is not talking about, you know, somebody don't know God just walking around out there. Well, he's open to all that stuff because he don't know anything else. And he's not redeemed from, he has been redeemed from it, but he's not accepted that redemption. I mean, it's just playing him like he's a piano. Amen. He stays in it all the time. But when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know you accepted your redemption from the curse so the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That means all the rest of us. Praise God. But now look at this. Look at this. Cursed be the man that trusts in man or trusts in government, makes flesh his arm, makes money his strength, what he can earn. You can't get enough jobs to earn what God wants to give you. There ain't that many jobs. And I don't care who you are, biggest billionaire in the world. Man, you a packer upside what God wants to give you and give it to you without any sorrow. Man, oh man. Now, but look who this is. His heart has departed from the Lord. Now, that usually, it's very rare for somebody to just do this instantaneously. It's something over a period of time. You get busy. You get to thinking other things. You get to visiting with other people and blah, 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 blah. And you hadn't looked at your Bible, I don't know when. And this fella here departed from the Lord. So how did he depart? He quit paying attention to the blessing, and he's looking at the problems. So what's he doing? His eyes are full of the curse. He's looking at all the problems. He's looking at what all's bad. Now watch this. You see it. For he shall be like the heath, H-E-A-T-H. A heath is a little stunted bush. It is worthless. It provides no shade for anything. Lizard can't even live under it. It lives out isolated in the desert in salty soil. So even if you put water on it, it turns to salt water. And so the thing is still in trouble. It can't grow. It's stunted. He said, now God said, cursed is the man that trusts in the government and trusts in money and what he can earn, what he can work out, and his heart has departed from the Lord. He's be like the heath in the desert. Now listen to this.
and shall not see when good comes. He's not looking for it. When God goes to deliver you, you don't even know it's there. Why? You're too busy feeling sorry for yourself. You're too busy trying to earn how to get out of this. You're too busy trying to get the government to pay your bills. It don't work. So an opportunity could come, and he don't know anything about it. It just comes and goes, and he don't even see it. So, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness in a salt land not inhabited. That means you're out there by yourself. Now, blessed, oh glory to God. Shout it at me. Blessed! Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. God is my future, and my future's looking better all the time. Amen. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when the drought comes. He's got blessing in his eyes. So the drought will be everywhere, and he says, it's going to rain any minute now. And besides that, his roots are tapped into underground flood. But now notice this about him. Her leaf shall be green. The Hebrew says, shall be lavish. Both the tree and the bush had the same God and the same opportunity. And he's no respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith.
Amen.
So what? She'll not be careful in the year of drought. She doesn't have to put water aside because her roots are tapped into the source. Glory to God. Amen. But this is the one that gets me. Neither shall cease from yielding continual yielding of fruit. This tree lives to yield fruit, to feed somebody, to help somebody, to cover somebody with her shade. And she just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the little stunt, the little runt still setting off out there crying because it's hot.
Amen.
Amen. That's the difference between a people whose hope is in God. He's my source. Oh, look at that. Now, that message is hard on you if you haven't already heard what we've been hearing here for the last several days, how much he loves you, how big he is to bless you and prosper you beyond your dreams. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. One translation says, to the overflow.
There are two spiritual forces at work in the earth, the blessing and the curse. When you're a born-again believer, God has made a way for his blessing to overtake you. Learn how to receive with Living in the Blessing, a teaching by Kenneth Copeland. From the beginning, God created man to have dominion over the earth and continually multiply and replenish it. When you walk in the fullness of God's promises, you create a Garden of Eden everywhere you go. And that means you have everything you need to succeed and fulfill your calling. Jesus became a curse for you so that you could be free from it. When the blessing of the Lord is on your life, it destroys every work of the curse to heal you, prosper you, and establish you in God's love. Receive your covenant rights as a child of God and begin living in the blessing. Download your copy of Living in the Blessing, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Learn how to access God's covenant promises with your faith and release the power of the blessing that will change your life and the world around you. To download this audio teaching series by Kenneth Copeland, please go to our website, kcm.org/TV special. Download your free copy and start living in the blessing today.
When God said in Deuteronomy 30:19, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, He wasn't trying to scare you into obeying Him. God is love, and it's because He loves us so much that He makes it clear there are two ways of living in this world, life and the blessing or death and the curse. All we have to do is choose. So what choice will you make today? Will you choose to do life on your own and struggle against the darkness and curse in the world? Why would we do that when we can choose Jesus to be our good shepherd, letting Him lead you to life and life more abundantly? Jesus has made this choice so easy for you. He paid the price for your sins, so there's nothing separating you from Him now. So all you have to do is choose Him as your Lord and Savior. Begin a new and blessed life today if you'll pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be my Savior, to walk with me, to lead me in this life that you gave me. Jesus, come into my heart, take my life, and make it something new. I believe in you. I believe you died on the cross for me, and I receive you in my life, and I commit to serve you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome to your new life. God is your heavenly Father now. You are a joint heir with Jesus, and you have equal share in every blessing He's planned for you. It's time to receive from your good shepherd. We have a gift that we call the Salvation Package. There's a book by my mom and dad and two brochures. This will help you get started reading your Bible and to begin this amazing relationship with Jesus that's in front of you. And as you read your Bible and use these resources, following Jesus becomes easier and easier because He's ready to bring you into that life that's full of goodness beyond anything you could ask or think. Our Salvation Package is free, so to get yours, just go to kcm.org. Thank you for joining us, and until next time, this is Kelly Copeland reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.